I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
If you're looking for an afternoon as a baseball fan to really just completely ignore work or whatever other earthly responsibilities you have and only pay attention to baseball, today's a good day. 16 games, including a Royals White Sox doubleheader. 12 of those games start before 4:15 Eastern. Lots of getaway day baseball. We'll touch on as much of it as we can in 20 minutes here, plus a quick game of nickel or dime as well. Lightning bets coming up here before we wrap up the show on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM, live coast to coast on the BetQL network. You can watch the show as well on Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL, or on YouTube. Just search for the Odyssey Sports Channel. Basketball, though, we had the Western Conference play-ins last night. Lakers get past the Pelicans. Warriors fall and fall ugly to the Kings tonight. We've got Heat Sixers and then Hawks Bulls here to talk to us about all of it. Maybe a little baseball if we've got time as well. From Fox Sports, the Bear Bets podcast, as well as the Shoulda Bet More podcast, it's Will Hill. Find him on X, not the Will Hill. For all of his plays, leans, and thoughts as well. I noticed last night, Will, on Klay Thompson, he of the 0 for 10. So what do we make of the end of the Warriors dynasty? Is that the last time we saw the big three on the floor together for the Warriors?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's look, it's sad. It's just you watch sports long enough, you know that it never ends well. If it ended well, it wouldn't be ending. It's just that's how it goes. They had a great run. It's really been a strange. I mean, you look at the last 5 years. There's a mix of they lost the finals, they won a finals, they lost in round two last year. They lost a few playing games, so it's kind of been a mixed bag. They're done probably winning championships. I think that. Won a couple years ago, you look back, and that's more of a fluke than anything. They got a lot out of Wiggins. They really kind of overachieved, and that was the cherry on top, which really cemented, hey, we can win with Durant, we can win without Durant. We won before him, we won after him. But, yeah, I don't know where you go moving forward. I mean, the worst thing to be in sports is old and expensive, and they're both of them. So, you know, Curry's going to be there for life. I don't know what they do with Draymond, but, you know, they really had a chance, too, to reboot. They had all those lottery picks in the 2021 era with, you know, Kuminga, Wiseman, Moody, and they tried to thread the needle of, hey, we're going to have this dynasty, we're going to have this run, and then we're going to have these draft picks to kind of thread the needle for the next one, sort of like the Spurs with Duncan with Duncan and Robinson, how they stretch it over two eras. They whiffed on those, and they got nothing out of the second pick of the draft. They ended up trading it for 4 second-rounders. Kuminga's an okay player. Moody's an okay player, but they didn't really get anything out of those. They didn't cash it in for veterans to get another one or two titles, so where they go forward, I have no idea. I mean, it's an old, expensive roster. They're paying luxury tax. So, I mean, it's probably not going to be pretty. But, look, they got plenty of hardware. They won a bunch of championships. They've been really fun to watch. But it's probably over at this point.
And, Will, in the other game, New Orleans is going to get another crack at it. We don't know if Zion is going to be available. Interesting, some of the reporting coming out of there that he was walking without a limp. But, you know, even though they're going to get that extra shot at it to go into another series here, it's wild because there's Zion big picture stuff too. Like that was his first, you know, if you want to call it a playoff game, and look at what he did, and observers around the league, people in the league, like saying this dude's different. We all knew it was there. It was just a matter of health. Look what he does, drops 40, and then he exits in the final few minutes. We don't know what's going to happen. You know, they might have to make that big decision too, the Pelicans. Like, are we going to pay this guy long term? So what was your takeaway from the other game?
Yeah, it's first of all, I mean, they were down 4 with like 50 seconds left, and these announcers love to tell you, hey, you don't need a three. You kind of do need a three, because you can't just keep trading twos for twos. They never got the chance to tie. They just kept going layup foul, but yeah, that game was a good sort of depiction of Zion, where you see the talent, but then you see the concern of, oh man, we can't keep this guy healthy and in shape. It's always been something. Every time you feel like there's some sort of momentum where, all right, he's turning the corner, he's the next like baby Shaq, he's the next superstar, something happens. And I guess it's a hamstring. I'd be surprised if he played Friday. Hamstrings are tricky. I would look at an under for this game. 217, I think it's already ticked down, which makes sense. Both games last night went under. I just think the playing games, sort of the same reason we like unders in the NCAA tournament, just because there's max intensity on defense. These teams get a little tight on offense. They're a little more methodical on offense, longer possessions. I think refs kind of swallow the whistle a little bit. So under would be the play for me. I would guess New Orleans would bounce back and win this game, even if they have to play without Zion. Winning two games in 3 days, especially on the road here for the Kings, I don't know this. Going on the road in New Orleans where they're sort of beat up too, the Kings. I still lean towards the Pelicans. I feel like this is being over-adjusted a little bit here with no Zion. But I like the under, and I would lean towards the Pelicans here.
Love it. We were talking about our favorite futures bets in the NBA. We were looking at finals MVP series bets. Is there anything that you like? Are you expecting it to be a bit chalky, like with the Celtics and Nuggets? What are you thinking big picture?
Yeah, kind of. I thought Denver, the way they blew the one seed on that Friday night to the Spurs was shocking. I still can't believe that. But they got a little bit of a break with Minnesota losing. Now they're the two where, okay, they still have home court for the first round. They're going to have home court for the second round. And if you have to play Oklahoma City in the third round with home court disadvantage, you know what? Oklahoma City's young. Denver's bigger than them. Maybe Oklahoma City doesn't even get there. So Denver kind of got a little bit of a reprieve getting the two. I do think we're looking at a Denver-Boston series. That would be a good series, a long series. I mean, that could be like a seven-gamer. It's been a little bit since we've got a seven-game NBA final. I'm trying to think off the top of my head when the last one was. It might have been the 2016, that classic Warriors-Cavs. I can't think off the top of my head if we've gotten one since. I don't think we have, unless I'm missing one. But, yeah, I have a hard time seeing past Boston and Denver. West is really good, so maybe somebody knocks up Denver. I mean, Denver's got their hands full right away with the Lakers, and there's no easy outs. But with home court pretty much throughout, I would expect Denver to get there. And unless you believe in Philly, unless you believe Embiid can, get back to the form he was in midseason, his team's 30-8 with him, unless you believe that, and that to me is a stretch, I don't see who beats Boston. I can't remember a softer path. And, okay, they might have the Heat right away, which – not an easy first rounder, but after that, you're getting the winner of the Cavs and the Magic. And then, the Knicks are the two seed. The Bucks don't have Giannis. The Pacers, these teams aren't that good. If Boston doesn't get to the finals this year, at least get to the finals, you got to ask some serious questions about the makeup of that team. I do think there's some interesting numbers. If you want to get involved in the correct theory score, some of these road teams, these lower seeds, I think, the Suns, the Magic, the Pacers, you can bet correct series score, they're going to win in six. You get 5-1 on some of these. You think about it, the Suns, if they beat the T-Wolves, they're probably not going to sweep. They're probably not going to win in five. And if game seven would be on the road, that would be tough. So if they do win, you're probably going to win in six. So I do think you get some good value on the correct series score in terms of that, where, all right, if the Suns are going to beat Minnesota, plus 500 to win in six, and Chris chop around, you get some variety in these numbers, make sure you get the best number. Suns and six plus 500 to me is a good bet. Just in terms of and I do like the Suns in that series. I'm going to take the team with Kevin Durant. I think they spaced Minnesota out. I think they've got a lot of shooting. I don't know that Minnesota is as good a playoff team as they are a regular season team. And I like Dallas to win the series too. -125 I'm looking at here. What are you getting at Kawhi? They could say all the right things. Hey, he's fine. We have nothing to worry about. He's going to be okay. Who knows? We've heard this with Kawhi before. They're not always forthcoming when it comes to Kawhi's injuries. They can be vague. They can be, misleading. And maybe he plays a game and maybe gets hurt again. Anything with a knee with Kawhi, you have to be concerned. And plus, Dallas is playing really well to begin with. Dallas might just be better than them straight up. Dallas, with these trades, they played better defense. Kyrie's kept his head on straight. So Dallas to win that series, I think, is a good bet. And again, some of these correct series score prices, I think, are interesting.
Will Hill of Fox Sports and the Bear Bets podcast with us here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Follow him on Twitter at NotTheWillHill. Let's talk about, since you brought up Joel Embiid and the Sixers, let's talk about tonight's play-in games. Miami getting 5.5 at Philly. We all agree that I think we all think, okay, this is a game Philly should win, but 5.5 seems a little much for a Heat team that's shown they do have the capability of doing this, even if they don't look quite like the team that did it a year ago. And then Atlanta-Chicago, admittedly, not a lot of people lining up to stay up late to watch that one on the East Coast. But perhaps DeMar DeRozan gets a chance to make some more fireworks go off. He's made the most out of those opportunities this year. Just where do you go on each of those two Eastern Conference play-in games tonight, Will?
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Yeah, I think a lot of pressure on Philly here. I mean, you got a lot in front of you right here. Or if you can win this game, you'll probably be favored against the Knicks, even if it's the 7-2. And then you get the winner of the Bucks-Pacers, where, hey, Giannis might not be healthy, and you might get the Pacers around too. So it's really set up to at least get to a conference final, something they haven't done in a very long time, something they haven't done with Embiid. It's hard to lay 5.5. I know they have a home field, home court advantage, but they've lost a lot of games with that home court. I mean, they got eliminated by the Heat 2 years ago in Philly. They had a chance to close out Boston last year, and Philly couldn't do it. They lost that infamous game 7 to Atlanta four years ago now, when Ben Simmons passed on the dunk. I just think Philly's got the more talented team. I think Miami's the tougher team. Miami's got some matchup issues here where they're going to probably have to play zone, where you look at Duncan Robinson and Hero and Love. I don't know if they have the athleticism, the foot speed to stay in front of Philly. So they'll probably have to go zone. I'd be interested in like a player prop. I think Batum, he's an obscure guy, but he's a guy off the bench with his shooting, his passing. He's got the size of our Butler. I think Batum could play a little more than people might think. So I'm looking at some three props from him. I'm trying to find him. Again, with these guys off the bench, it's not as easy to find, but I think this could be an interesting Batum game where he hits two or three threes, and you're probably getting plus money on him to hit one three. So that's a player I think is interesting. I have a hard time laying the points with Philly. I think it's a close game. I just think Miami is a grimy team. Now, they haven't looked as good this year. Butler hasn't looked as good, but they always have that switch coming to the playoffs where they just take it up, not just a notch, but two or three notches. So hard for me to lay the points. I think Philly wins, but I would lean towards the 5.5. As far as Chicago, Atlanta, boy, it feels like this has been the play-in game for the last 7 years. It just feels, I think of Eastern Conference play-in. I think of Eastern Conference mediocrity, and I just think of the Bulls off. It's such a depressing game. I don't know that the Bulls have enough shooting here. I mean, it's basically going to be a bunch of DeMar DeRozan mid-rangers. Other than that, I mean, you do have, for Atlanta side, I know both teams are banged up, but at least for Atlanta, you do have Trae Young, you have Murray, you have Bogdanović. That's at least something. That's at least, I think, more than Chicago has. I mean, Chicago just does not have a lot of punch, a lot of offense. Again, I don't think you can go wrong playing unders in these games. There's just max intensity on defense, longer possessions, teams get a little tighter. So I think unders probably a decent way to go on both of these. But I would lean towards the dogs in both of them. I just think the Hawks have more shooting, more offense than Chicago does.
Well, it's an extensive baseball card today. I know there's doubleheader in there that nobody wants to watch between the White Sox and the Royals. Anything that you have circled that you've already bet or will be betting?
I like the Yankees here. We're starting to see some of the other side with the Yankees, some of the flip side is going. They were 12-3 on Sunday, about to go 13-3. They blew a couple of leads, and they haven't won a game six now. Game since, they've lost a few games in a row, three in a row. They get Gausman here, who has been awful. He's been a good pitcher the last few years, but he's been awful the first month or so, or the first few starts. His velocity is way, way down. I mean, he's throwing the ball upper 80s, lower 90s. So I would look for the Yankees here, either money line, team total over, maybe just the game over. I see it's ticked up to 8.5. I did miss the 8, which frustrates me. So look, I circled that one last night. But I would look at the Yankees. I do think they bounce back. And that should be a good race between the Yankees and the Orioles all summer. I really think that both teams will probably get in the mid to upper 90s. We're looking at a good race there. And I like Atlanta, minus 140 or so against the Astros. The Astros, you got to be concerned a little bit. I mean, we're past the point where, hey, it's the first weekend, no worries. I mean, the Astros might have some serious issues. All their pitchers are hurt. And maybe they're just due for a year where, hey, you can't play in the World Series, the ALCS every year. They've basically been in the final four, the last 7 years, basically since 2017. They're either in the World Series, winning the World Series, ALCS. Maybe this is just a year they don't fire, because every time you look up, and you expect them to bounce back. They just throw a pitcher out there that you've never heard of or isn't any good. On Freed going today against J.P. France. I like the Braves here. The Braves are still really good on offense. They got some issues, obviously, with their pitching, with no Strider and Sale and Morton are a little older, a little injury-prone. But the Braves are one I like. And I like Skubal going for the Tigers in the first five. And I like playing these really good pitchers on these mediocre teams in the first five just because I feel like the line doesn't account for it. It's just when you bet the first five, it's not completely accounted for that, hey, this pitcher's really good. I think that you do get a little bit of an advantage in the number where you can just bet the first five. And I like the fact that, hey, if it's 2-2 after five, I don't have to sweat the bullpens. I don't have to sweat the extra inning with the ghost runners. At 2-2 after five, you know what? I'll happily take my money back. I like that aspect of it. We're not going to sweat this game for 3.5 hours and the randomness of extra innings. So Tigers first five, Braves for the full game, and then Yankees are the ones I'm looking at so far.
Great stuff, Will. We appreciate the time this morning. Enjoy the play-in games and an afternoon full of baseball as well. We'll catch up with you again soon.
All right. Huge fan of the show. Appreciate you having me. Happy to come on again.
Oh, thanks again. Will Hill at not the Will Hill on Twitter. Follow him there. Also, the Fox Sports Bear Bets podcast. Good to have him giving some insight on where he's going for the Eastern Conference play-in games tonight and the rest of the NBA playoff field, as well as all that afternoon baseball that I mentioned. We go a couple different directions with that afternoon baseball. Lightning bets before we wrap up as well, alongside Aaron Hawksworth and Joe Ostrowski. I'm Chris Mack. You're locked into BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM.